You filed your California return. You were waiting on the refund. Maybe you'd already spent it on paper. Vendor invoice, payroll cushion. And instead, a one-page notice shows up saying the state kept it. That's an FTB refund intercept. And the thing I keep hearing is people don't even recognize the debt.
Right. And the first thing to know is the franchise tax board may not be the one who owns that debt. A lot of the time, the FTB is just the cashier. A court, the DMV, a city, the IRS. Somebody else is the actual creditor, and the FTB forwarded the money.
So people call the FTB and...
and get nowhere, yeah. That's the single most common mistake in the article. Calling the FTB about a debt the FTB doesn't own. The FTB can't reverse an intercept for another agency's debt. It doesn't have the authority.
Okay. So the notice tells you who does?
The notice names the requesting agency and prints a phone number. Those two details decide your whole next move. Agency name, phone number, and the amount taken.
Let's do the three doors, because that framing helped me.
Door one, you owe the FTB itself. Unpaid California income tax. An old return, an assessment after an audit. Or a return the FTB filed for you. It applies your refund to that balance automatically before it pays you a dime. Door two is the Interagency Intercept Collection Program, IIC. Courts, state, and local agencies hand delinquent debts over, and the FTB grabs refunds on their behalf.
Like what kind of debts?
Vehicle registration, toll and parking penalties, city and county fines, college balances, EDD overpayment assessments. That last one surprises employers a lot.
And door three?
Door three is the IRS. Through the State Income Tax Levy Program, SITLP, the IRS can seize your California refund for federal back taxes. If that's what happened, the paper trail comes from the IRS, not the FTB. Typically, a CP 504 warning beforehand, then a CP 92 confirming the levy.
CP 504 first, then CP 92. And that one you fix federally.
Entirely on the federal side. Nothing to do with the FTB.
Wait, back up on the deadline. How long do I have to respond to an intercept notice?
There isn't one. The money's already applied. There's no response deadline on the notice.
Okay, so I can just sit with it?
No. And this is the part people misread as relief. What's running isn't a response clock. It's the balance behind it. Interest and FTB collection fees keep accruing on whatever the refund didn't cover. And California collects for 20 years under RNTC Section 19255. That's double the IRS window. The debt is not going to quietly expire.
20 years.
20. So wait it out isn't a strategy here, the way people sometimes think about it, federally.
Say more about what's cued behind an intercept, because on its face, it feels almost mild.
It is mild. That's exactly the point. The article calls it the gentlest tool in FTB collections. The state just kept money it already had. It's passive. But every tool behind it is more aggressive. If it was an FTB balance and you do nothing, the remainder keeps growing. So next year's intercept is chasing a bigger number. Then demand letters. Then a recorded state tax lien, which is public record and shows up in lender and vendor searches.
That's the one that hurts a business.
If you're running on credit lines or equipment financing, yeah. And then active levies, an order to withhold against your bank, which can land on the same account you run payroll from. And a continuous earnings withholding order against wages.
And none of that involves a person deciding to come after me.
No, it's automated. It escalated to your refund without a human decision, and it escalates past it the same way.
Okay, so can I get the money back?
Only one path, and I want to be straight about how narrow it is. You have to document to the requesting agency that the debt was already paid, isn't yours, or is overstated. That's it. That agency, not the FTB, has to authorize returning it. The exception? If the FTB applied your refund to its own balance in error, like a payment that never posted, you correct that with the FTB directly.
So realistically, most of the work is about the balance that's left.
That's the honest framing, yes.
Then walk me through the options. And there's one I want you to say twice because I got it wrong.
The payment plan one. Okay. Pay in full ends intercepts once the account hits zero. An FTB payment plan. Smaller balances often set up online. Larger ones usually require financial disclosure. Hardship status pauses active collection if you can document you can't cover basic living or operating costs. And an FTB offer in compromise, which is a strict asset-based review, considered only when income and assets show the balance can never realistically be paid.
Now the payment plan and refunds.
Refunds are generally still applied to your balance even while you're current on the plan. The plan protects you from levies and wage orders, not from offsets.
So the intercept keeps happening.
It can, yeah. Same with hardship status. That pauses active collection, but refunds can still be intercepted. The article's framing I like. Treat each intercepted refund as an extra payment that shortens the plan, not as a sign the plan failed.
And then there's the one nobody thinks of.
Stop generating the refund. Adjust your withholding or estimated payments so you land near zero. If there's no refund, there's nothing for the state to keep while you work the balance down on your own terms. For a business owner, that money stays in the operating account all year, instead of sitting in Sacramento.
There's a joint return wrinkle too, right?
A joint California refund can be intercepted for a debt only one spouse owes, and community property rules make it hard to wall off your share. You can ask the requesting agency whether it'll release your portion. And if it's FTB tax from a joint return you don't think is fairly yours, innocent joint filer relief exists on the state side.
When is this a phone call and not a professional thing? Be blunt.
Most single agency intercepts for a few $100 are just a phone call. If you recognize the debt, a registration renewal, a toll penalty, a court fee, the intercept covered most or all of it, and nothing else is lurking behind it? Verify. Confirm the account's closed. Move on. FTB.ca.gov for balances and simple arrangements. IRS.gov/payments if it came through SITLP.
And the other side of that?
Experienced help tends to matter when the FTB balance is in the tens of thousands, because how the financial disclosure is presented shapes both the monthly number and whether a levy goes out in the meantime. When a bank levy or wage order is already moving. Multiple unfiled California years, because non-filer assessments are often overstated. And when the FTB and the IRS are both chasing the same dollars. Sequencing which one you resolve first matters. Business owners, add a fifth, EDD or payroll side assessments, because that's a second agency with its own rules.
So, next 24 hours, give me the three.
Pull the notice and find the requesting agency, the amount, the phone number. That tells you which door. Gather three things, the intercept notice, your most recent California return, and proof of any payments you've made, or a My FTB balance screenshot if it's FTB tax. Then, if it's bigger than a phone call, get a free case review. The form's about 2 minutes, or call 888-825-7779. Send us the notice, and an enrolled agent will identify who actually has your money.
And the reason not to sit on it is the accrual.
Interest and collection fees on whatever the intercept didn't cover, and liens, bank levies, wage orders sitting behind it. Those are worth getting ahead of instead of reacting to.